KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 67 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today with a high near 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. A Council Bluffs jury has awarded a gay couple $147,000 in their discrimination lawsuit. The Des Moines Register reports the Iowa Civil Rights Commission had sued an apartment management company, New Life Multifamily Management, LLC, on behalf of Charles Anderson and Brandon Moorhead. The commission said the jury last week found in favor of the couple. The commission says a maintenance technician employed by New Life Multifamily had harassed Anderson and Moorhead, who share a one-bedroom and a complex managed by the company. The commission also says the technician continued to deride the men with epithets even after they complained to the apartment complex manager. The lawsuit said the company didn't correct the technician's behavior, which was discriminatory against Anderson and Moorhead based on their sexual orientation. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The Audubon County Sheriff's Department said Monday that no injuries were reported following a collision between two vehicles Saturday afternoon near Hamlin. A 1999 Mercury driven by 21-year-old Ethan Avery Ryan of Audubon was traveling east on Highway 44 at around 2:40 p.m. and had stopped at the intersection with Highway 71. A non-contact vehicle pulling a trailer southbound on 71 was turning right onto Highway 44. When Ryan, who didn't see another vehicle behind that trailer, another vehicle, pulled out onto Highway 71. His car was hit by a 1993 Ford driven by 17-year-old Colton Scott Sewer of Waukee. Damage from the accident amounted to $5,750. Ryan was cited for failure to yield from a stop sign. No injuries were reported following an unusual accident Friday evening in Page County. The Sheriff's Department says a 2008 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 47-year-old Curtis Carlson of Clarinda was traveling south on O Avenue when a turkey buzzard pecking at some roadkill near the center of the road flew up off the road in front of the cycle. Carlson lost control of his machine near the intersection with 190th Street, and it crashed into the east ditch. The cycle sustained $8,000 damage during the incident that occurred around 5:50 p.m. Friday. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a Taylor County man was arrested early Monday afternoon on an alcohol-related charge. Authorities stopped a car driven by 48-year-old Mark Land of Gravity after they received a report of him allegedly being intoxicated at the Corning Hy-Vee store. Upon further investigation, Land was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. Mills County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that there were three arrests over the past few days. Early Monday morning, 45-year-old John Merrill Myers of Glenwood was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse. His bond was set at $1,000. On Saturday, deputies arrested 18-year-old Van Paul Evans of Omaha on a charge of unlawful possession of a prescription medication. His bond was also set at $1,000. And last Friday, Mills County authorities arrested 60-year-old Patrick Oberyn Walsh of Pacific Junction on a Mills County warrant for theft in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,000. Another area county will be taking part in the Relay for Life in the coming days. Last Friday, an event was held in Shelby County. In Audubon County, the Relay for Life will occur this Friday from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Audubon City Park. According to event organizers, cancer survivors will be recognized during a ceremony that starts at 6:15 p.m. Those who have survived cancer are being encouraged to show up early to get registered. Two Palms Grilling will be providing food from 4:30 until 9 p.m. on Friday. In addition, there will be an auction, entertainment, and luminaries to light up the Audubon City Park in honor of those who have survived cancer and those who lost their battle. Luminaries are available the night of the event or by contacting Kelly Christensen at the Audubon State Bank. Persons planning on attending should bring a lawn chair or blanket to sit on. All the proceeds from the Audubon County Relay for Life will be directed to the American Cancer Society. Last year, donations amounted to about $28,000. This year's goal is $32,000. Also, in connection with that event, there'll be a traveling the Trail Against Cancer bike run on June the 22nd. It's a park-to-park event that begins in Hamlin and will end in Brayton with a pancake breakfast. Registration in Hamlin is from 6:30 until 7:15 a.m. again on the 22nd, with the race getting underway at 7:30. The local Council Bluffs Ragbri Organizing Committee is inviting the public to the 100 block of Broadway in the Main Street Farmers Market this Thursday, June 13th, for a special treat. It's your opportunity, while shopping for fresh vegetables and homemade crafts and goodies, to kiss a real live pig. Josie Beyer, Ragbri Hospitality Chair and Director of Convention and Sports Sales for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, says for just $20, you can kiss a real pig, get a T-shirt, and pick up a youth bicycle helmet for your child at the Main Street Market. The bike helmets are a public donation by Safe Kids Los Hills and Family Incorporated, and they'll be available while supply lasts. The local safety committee of Ragbri, titled Ride Right, will also have free bicycle safety information just in time for summer. Well, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports this morning they're investigating a tractor accident which occurred on the 400 block of County Road M16. At around 9:30 last night, the Sheriff's Office was informed that a 10-year-old male had fallen from a tractor on a Level B roadway and was ran over. Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene along with Shelby Fire and Rescue. They transported 10-year-old Cole Pauley of Persia to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan. During their investigation, deputies learned that Cole was riding on the fender of a 1066 International tractor with his father, Robert Pauley, when he fell and was run over. LifeNet helicopter was called and transported Pauley to Omaha for treatment of serious injuries. A Sioux City talk show host is running for the U.S. Senate. Republican Samuel Clovis announced his candidacy Monday at a Holiday Inn Conference Center in Sioux City. Clovis is running for a Senate seat being vacated by retiring five-term Democratic Senator Tom Harkin. Clovis, who describes himself as conservative, is a former fighter pilot in the U.S. Air Force. He currently hosts a radio show and is a professor at Morningside College. Clovis said in a statement that he will not be an establishment candidate. He says he will run to expose crony capitalism and to halt the wasteful entity that government has become. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa farmers endured another wet week, largely keeping them out of the fields. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said in Monday's crop update that 92% of Iowa's corn is now planted. Usually, planting is all but completed by now. 86% is rated in fair, good, or excellent shape, while 14% of the corn crop is in poor or very poor condition. Just 60% of the soybean crop is planted much lower than the normal 95%. And 39% of the beans have emerged, while the average is 83%. Planting and emergence for soybeans are the latest since 1993 in Iowa. State climatologist Harry Hilliker says temperatures were below normal every day last week at all locations across the state. The statewide average rainfall was 1.1 inches, slightly under the average of 1.2. Despite an unusually wet spring, groundwater levels haven't returned to normal in much of northwest Iowa, leaving some cities to consider deeper wells. In the city of Sheldon, officials will spend $350,000 this summer to drill a second deep well that will increase pumping capacity for its water wells. Residents are also under a water watch aimed at conservation. Sheldon has had to rely on its lone deep well because the aquifer that feeds into the nine shallow wells has not risen back to its normal level. Officials say heavy rains in late May helped, but it's unclear what's going to happen. In the city of Hull, customers may see a rate hike if the district needs to drill some new wells. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, President Barack Obama invites labor and business leaders to the White House today to talk about the economic and national security benefits of a bipartisan immigration overhaul bill. The Senate votes today on whether to begin debate on that issue. Meanwhile, House Speaker John Boehner says that he thinks there's a good chance that legislation overhauling America's immigration system can be signed into law by the end of the year. A Hong Kong newspaper has the headline, World's Most Wanted Man Breaks Cover in Hong Kong. Papers there are talking about Edward Snowden, a 29-year-old former CIA employee who fled to Hong Kong before leaking top-secret documents about U.S. surveillance programs. Snowden had been staying in a Hong Kong hotel, but he's since checked out and he may be in hiding. A military judge at Fort Hood, Texas, is expected to decide today whether the suspect in the 2009 Fort Hood shooting rampage can tell jurors that he shot U.S. troops to protect Taliban leaders in Afghanistan. Major Nidal Hassan has said he wants to use a defense of others strategy in his upcoming trial. The shooting left 13 people dead and dozens wounded. News time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Ruth Davis, age 94, formerly of Avoca, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Ruth Davis will be today at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lorraine Homan, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Lorraine Homan will be today at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Michael Johnson, age 58, of Anita, died Saturday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Mike Johnson will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gene Doran, age 85, of Omaha, died May 31st at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Gene Doran will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Congregational United Christian Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Walter Jr. Knapp, age 79, of Panora, died Friday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. A memorial visitation for Jr. Knapp will be this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Gerald Skip Klein, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Skip Klein will be held this Thursday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernice Miller, age 89, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Bernice Miller will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Martha Skeeter Clausen, age 62, of Anita, died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Martha Clausen will be this Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Anita American Legion Building. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Marlene Hoover, age 71, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Marlene Hoover will be held next Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Carolyn Sams, age 64, of Exira, died Friday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Celebration of Life Memorial services for Carolyn Sams will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Ardeth Sefkin, age 78, of Stewart and formerly of Plainfield, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. There are no services planned at this time for Ardeth Sefkin. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.